पांडराचार्य शील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिवज्जकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेम नंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 3, The Lord's Pastimes Out of Vrindavan, Text 7. Tatrartasta Naradeva Kanya. कुजेन दृष्ट्वा हरिम आर्तबन्धुम् उत्थाय सद्यो जगरूह प्रहर्ष व्रीदानुरागा प्रहीतावलोकाय। तत्रार्थस्त नरदेव कन्या कुजेन दृष्ट्वा हरिम आर्तबन्धुम् उत्थाय सद्यो जगरूह प्रहर्ष व्रीदानुरागा प्रहीतावलोकय। तत्रार्थस्त नरदेव कन्या कुजेन दृष्ट्वा हरिम आर्तबन्धुम् उत्थाय सद्यो जगरूह प्रहर्ष व्रीदानुरागा प्रहीतावलोकय। कुजेन दृष्ट्वा हरिम आर्तबन्धुम् उत्थाय सद्यो जगरूह प्रहर्ष व्रीदानुरागा प्रहीतावलोकय। तत्रार्णुतस्ता नरदेव कन्या दृष्ट्वा नरदेव कन्या कुजेन दृष्ट्वा हरिमार्तबन्धु उत्थाय जगरूप्रहर्ष व्रीदानुराग प्रहितावलोकय। तत्र दृष्ट्वा Mataji's bliss. Tatranitasta Naradeva Kanya Kujena Drishtvari Marta Bandhum. Anuraga prahitavalokai tatrarthasta naradeva kanya kujena drushtvari martavandhu utaya sadyo jagru praharsa antvidanuraga prahitavalokai Satrarthastanyakanya Kujena drishtva harimartha bandhum Uthaya sadyo jagru praharsa Vridanuraga prahitavalokai Synonyms Tatra Inside the house of Narakasura, Ahrita kidnapped, Ta, all those, Naradeva Kanya, daughters of many kings, Kujena, by the demon, Drishtva, by seeing, Harim, the Lord, Artha Bandhum, the friend of the distressed, Uthaya, at once got up, Sadhya, then and there, Jagruhu, accepted, Praharsha, joyfully, Vrida, shyness, Anuraga, attachment, Prahitavalokai, by eager glances. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. There in the house of the demon, all the princesses kidnapped by Narakasura at once became alert upon seeing the Lord, the friend of the distressed. They looked upon Him with eagerness, joy, and shyness, and offered to be His wives. Purport. Narakasura kidnapped many daughters of great kings and kept them imprisoned in his palace. But when he was killed by the Lord, and the Lord entered the house of the demon, all the princesses were enlivened with joy and offered to become his wives, because the Lord is the only friend of the distressed. Unless the Lord accepted them, there would be no chance of their being married, because the demon kidnapped them from their father's custody. And therefore, no one would agree to marry them. According to Vedic society, girls are transferred from the custody of the father to the custody of the husband. Since these princesses had already been taken away from the custody of their fathers, it would have been difficult for them to have any husband other than the Lord Himself. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpaturubhyasya kripa sindubhyaya vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So I seek blessings of all the devotees here. It's a very wonderful description of the pastimes which have a lot of action going on here. And I believe this is Uddhava speaking these actually. So in this one, it's talking about this demon Narakasura who had kidnapped all these kings and even their daughters, and he kept them imprisoned. So there are a few, it's a small purport, but still there are like a couple of points I could take from here. One very important word is artha bandhum, the friend of the distressed. So I don't know how many people you know who haven't experienced some kind of distress, but I haven't met many who haven't experienced like some sort of distress in their life, and especially these days how things are going on, we can see like there's so many varieties of restrictions, and generally people want to be like completely free. But like even you can see just sitting here, we have to wear mask and this and that, so many restrictions, even like little tiny restrictions. So similarly, there are certain things for people to follow to have a healthy, sustainable life, a happy, fulfilling life, which everyone desires. And these things, they are actually stated in these Vedic scriptures very clearly in easy to understand ways. And there are actually learned teachers who help people understand these things, so people can have a healthy life, happy life, and not have too much distress in their life. But we see one of the problem in living in the material world is biggest problem is before I say, can anyone make a guess what's the biggest problem in material life? So it's the forgetfulness, because we tend to forget so easily. I heard Srila Prabhupada, he made a joke in a way that some people, they even forget what did they eat previous day. And I could remember it very easily because my grandfather, he would make this joke on my uncle. He would eat like a good number of chapatis, and he would make a joke at him, like he wouldn't even remember how many chapatis he had yesterday. So we, as kids, we would laugh at him making this joke. So what Brajapati Prabhu, he was mentioning yesterday how a child, when he's in the womb, he or she, they are praying very intensely because it's such an uncomfortable situation, and they are praying very intensely, please let me out of here. And this time I promise I gonna like perform devotional service and become a pure devotee and won't forget you. So please get me out of here, and I will do what I should be doing. But what happens once you are out of the womb, and as consciousness develops, we are surrounded by all kinds of illusions, and it seems so real. I was just thinking about it yesterday, hearing the class, how Brajapati Prabhu was mentioning about the difficult situation a child is in the womb. But it it becomes like so easy to forget about all the inconvenience of being in the womb. Even the modern science, they have done like whole number of documentaries on what goes on inside when the child is waiting there and it's developing. So the biggest problem is to forget our spiritual existence. By nature, we are all spiritual, and we forget this due to all kinds of illusions we are surrounded by in various forms. But how can we get out of this illusion? It's only possible by meeting some people who are described by this word, Artha Bandhum, the friend of the distressed. So Krishna, he tells Uddhava personally before his departure that looks like I've been very strict with these people. They haven't been able to understand who I am. And it seems like I will have to come back again to make it a little bit more easier for them to know me. And that there he was giving a hint of him coming as Lord Chaitanya. And he takes, just to show how great a friend he is, he takes like the complete mood of compassion of Srimati Radharani and her beauty, her complexion. Because most people in this age, they are not very intelligent. The intelligence is very low class. And so Lord Chaitanya, he also takes the beauty of Radharani, because even a fool is attracted to beauty. So it's mentioned when Lord Chaitanya was in Varanasi talking to these impersonalists, they first got attracted by his beautiful effulgence. We can see impersonalism is so prevalent. It has been prevalent like most of the times. And especially in Kali Yuga. So there has to be some easy way for these kind of persons to get attracted to higher spiritual understanding and realities. Especially bhakti, because most people, they know God as like someone who is great, but they don't really have a deeper understanding. Like Srila Prabhupada would say, you ask someone, you know, who is God? Like, can you tell us more about God? Most people won't be able to say much. But how it's described, how there are like six different characteristics by which you can know this person is God. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there is like, before we discuss this a little bit more, I was reading this just couple of verses, and I was remembering being in Mayapur studying this Bhagavad Gita over there with the devotees. And we were discussing these, how this demon Narakasura, so there are like different kinds of miscreants, Dushkritinas or demons, demoniac people. And it's, Krishna mentions about them. So says like in this verse, it's in chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita, text 15. And then in text 16, Krishna explains like, what kind of people can actually take to spiritual practices, devotional service. This is a famous verse. Many of you know, may know by this by heart. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino Arjuna arto jigyashur artharti jnani cha bharata rishabha. So Krishna mentions there also, the first person he mentions is arto, means who are distressed. So Krishna is very realistic. He says that, you know, most people, they are experiencing various kinds of distresses. And Then he mentions others also, those who have some knowledge or those who may be prosperous materially, and then those who actually looking for real understanding, real knowledge. They want to know what's what. So even materially, people want to know, but because they don't know, we also have a spiritual existence which we have totally forgotten due to illusion. And so they are caught up in this. They don't even have an idea. Like some people, we meet people all the time. Some people even say, I'm not spiritual. I was like, wow, how did that happen? like, how can you be so caught up? You just can't understand like a basic principle. But I could see myself few years ago before making contact with these teachings given by Srila Prabhupada, I was on the same page. You know, I was like, you know, I can do anything, I can enjoy life this way, that way, or you know, whatever. But like no one can tell me what's better to do, because you know, like I'm powerful, I'm intelligent, and I know everything anyways. So there's no need of some teacher or some book or this or that. Everything is there within me. The knowledge is already there. I just have to access it. So the reason I was saying these verses is because Srila Prabhupada, he gives such a beautiful description of how there are like different kinds of fools, like mudas. And then, of course, in the next one, he describes how there are like pious people. They are like good-natured people. They want to live a progressive life and grow in their life. So just a couple of points from, because there is only so much time, I don't want to read the whole thing, but there is a couple of points I got from these purports. So some qualities of these miscreants are that they live very selfish lives, and their lives are very irregular, and they have no spiritual goals. Like, how many people we know who live a very regular life? And most people, they don't live very regulated lives. Actually, in another place, Krishna says, one who can be regulated in eating, sleeping, recreation, and work, they can transcend all kinds of material distresses. It says in chapter 6 of the Gita. You know the verse? You want to say it? Yeah. So one can overcome all kinds of material distresses just by leading a regular life. And we can see this here. Devotees living in the community. Yeah, it's every day you're coming to the program. Your mind is peaceful. You're getting nice prasadam. Your health is good. And you're able to do some nice service. But we see people when they come new, they have like so many different kinds of sicknesses or mental problem or this problem or that problem. And it takes like few years actually to get over all those things. And it takes so much effort. So one cannot put this kind of effort unless one meets these people, arto bandhum, the friends of the distressed. So that's why Lord Chaitanya, he comes to make it easy for people of this age where qualities of human beings are so degraded. How do we know this? We can see from this purport how Srila Prabhupada is saying that these princesses, I mean, who wouldn't marry a princess, materially speaking? You know, they have all kinds of wealth. They are kind of educated and beautiful. People in general, they are attracted to these things. So who wouldn't marry them? But here we see like no one would marry these princesses, because they were with this demon. And I don't know specifically. I didn't see how long they were there for, but whatever time they were there for, that was the culture in those days. Because people were so cultured, they wouldn't marry women like that who have been with other people. But these days, what's the scene? It's like totally opposite. I know when I was like a little child in school, and it was rare to see, like, to hear, like, someone is getting divorced. It was just, like, almost unheard. And if you hear, you would wonder, oh, what happened? Like, you know, what actually happened? What's going on? Like, are these people mad or what? But these days, what to talk about divorce? Like, if you hear about someone getting married, it's like, oh, real. I remember one example my Guru Maharaj gave one time. He was saying, so there's one of my God brother and God sister, they wanted to go and register at this place where they register people getting married. It was in New Zealand. And so they both went there, and there were these like two or three staff people, they were sitting there. And they were kind of looking at them. So, what can we do for you? And these devotees, they said, oh, we wanna, like, see if we can get a date to, we want to get married. And if you could tell us, like, what do we need to do? And if there is, like, when is the next available date, we can make some appointment or something. And they cracked up. They laughed like anything. And these devotees couldn't figure out, why are these guys laughing? He just asked a simple question. And then they said, you can do it right now. We don't have any work. No one comes here. So they were like really surprised. But that's the situation. And it's not like too long ago. It's just like maybe less than 10 years ago this happened. So, you know, in 10 years, I'm sure it has... situation has improved a little bit more and things have got better, and probably they don't even see people in ages. So, but that was the situation. This is like talking about cultured civilization. We are hearing from personalities like Uddhava, Sukadev Goswami, and that was the culture at that time, because the daughter, she would be taken care by the father as she gets up to the age of marriage, and so she can go and live with her husband. And after that, she would be in care of husband, and you know, if the husband goes on a spiritual journey, then they would be in care of grown-up children, their grown-up sons. So that was the system in those days. Nowadays, there is no system, because everyone is free to do whatever they want and however they want it. So it's very difficult for people in this kind of society to understand these deeper concepts, because what's the big deal? You know, why can't someone marry them? Because they are still rich, they are still beautiful, this and that. So, what's the problem? But we can see the difference of time and culture and understanding of principles, because most people would understand these principles. And these days, there is, Srila Prabhupada mentions that due to lack of culture and knowledge, people are being victimized by the illusory energy. So most people who don't have spiritual understanding, they are actually victims. Victim mentality. That's what people are going through. So that means most people are in a distressed condition, because being a victim is not the happy condition. It's definitely very distressing, very... unpleasing condition to be in. So how to get out of the victim mentality? we have to find these artha bandhus, the friends of the distressed. So, one of the personalities since its appearance day of Narottam Das Thakur, I want to just take a couple of minutes or few minutes to remember this amazing personality. Even before his appearance, Lord Chaitanya, he was calling out in the middle of an ecstatic kirtan. He has started calling out suddenly, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And Lord Nityananda was like, what's going on? Who is this Narottam? And then Lord Chaitanya tells him, you know, he will be coming. And what actually happens is, after this kirtan, Lord Chaitanya, he goes to Padma River, and the rivers, the personality, the goddess of this river, Padmavati, she came there, and Lord Chaitanya actually gave her pure love of God, and he said, you hold it till Narottam comes here and bathes in your waters. And she was like, how would I know who is Narottam? So Lord Chaitanya told her that when Narottam enters your waters, your waters, you will get like flooded. Your water will overflow. And that's how you know, that's the person I have to give this pure love to. So such is the personality, Narottam Das Thakur, one of very great acharyas of our sampradaya. And not only that, since New Dwarka has a great focus on Sankirtan, Harinam, Prasadam distribution, and especially book distribution, so Narottam Das Thakur was also one of the early book distributors, because these were three devotees, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and what's the third one? Shyamananda Prabhu. They were Shiksha disciples of Srila Jiva Goswami, who was the kind of head Goswami at that time. And he sent them on a mission to Bengal, I think East Bengal. Now, I guess it's in Bangladesh. So he sent them that, and they had like a cart load of books, all these bhakti shastras, and they were like, go and distribute these books now. So it's not a new thing. It's like Vaisheshika Prabhu wrote a book, Our Family Business. So it's the family business. And that's what Srila Prabhupada taught all of us also. And we can understand how, by following this mood of Srila Prabhupada, we can also become, you know, at least develop some mood of being artha bandhus. We can help these people who are going through great distress. I personally, sometimes I won't tell people that, you know, like, someone really helped me understand these books. So, like, I really feel inspired that, you know, that's the best way I can express my gratitude. And because I really like it, so naturally I would want to tell someone about it. So why not tell someone who don't know anything about it? Because someone who knows something, at least they have some idea, but someone don't know anything about it, that's the best person to tell, hey, look, I found this amazing book, and you know, I was like, I was so distressed. And I was actually like, I would get angry. Sometimes I even ask people, have you heard about anger? And some people would like laugh, and they're like, what are you talking about, man? And sometimes there is couples, and the girl would say, this guy definitely needs this book. So it's so funny to see them. And sometimes the guy would say, oh, you probably need this, don't you? And the girl would be like, okay, now he's talking. So it's very amazing experience. Just this one young boy, other day I was at the Griffith Observatory, and he totally surprised me. He looked like a very calm, peaceful young person, and he had like a, what do you call it? They have little goatee. So he had this goatee, and he looked like kind of cool. So you can see he's like someone who could listen to you for some, and he can see I had like a nice setup, so he was kind of a little bit, we had some eye contact, and I could get a little feeling this guy is like someone I would want to definitely show this book to. And I just asked him, hey, like, you look like kind of really cool person. Do you enjoy reading a little bit, or you enjoy reading a lot? Because I got some really awesome books I want to show you. And he was like, I do love reading. So I was like, okay. So taking inspiration from great Mahotsaha Prabhu, I had made some of these Shapta Rishis. And I was like, how does this look like? Is it too small? Or like, is it okay? Or do you want something bigger? And he was like, no, this looks like, it looks like pretty good. So I kind of told him a little bit about that. And then I asked him, do you really like reading so much, man? Like, I'm surprised. He was like, no, I actually really love reading a lot. I was like, hang on then. I want to show you something more, because I have something, because I can feel your energy and you look like really cool. And, you know, like, I think you need something bigger than this. So I showed him the full set of Bhagavatam. And I was like, have a look at this. How does this look like to you? He was like, man, like, you got like a big plan here. I was like, this is your plan now. This is not my plan. So I showed him the set, and he was like super into it. And then he surprised me. He was like, you know, my mother would even like these books more. And he saw I also keep like the vegetarian dishes book, because it's like an attractive book, and people, I meet many people, they are like, oh, you know, what's this book? It looks nice. And then they look at it, and they start talking about it. Wow, this looks really good. I wanna definitely try this. So many people, they are like, yeah, how much you want for this? And it's really amazing to see these people. So this he was like, oh, my mother is a vegetarian, and she would love this book. I was like, let's add this also. So he took like a half of my table of books, and then he was like, how much you want for this? So I was like, you know, like, just keep it under a million, give something, because you kind of look rich and famous. So he laughed at it, and he's like, okay, he just swiped his card for a few $100, and I was like, okay, that makes my day, man. Actually, he came to the temple next day. He went to the museum. He came with his girlfriend, or a friend, and they went to the museum, had nice prasadam, and they were like super amazed. And then I was like, hey, like, this girl with you, she kind of looked cool too. Would you recommend her some books? So she took a pack too, and she was like, I love reading also. And I asked her, what do you do? And she worked at some, like, what's this place called, where they make like desserts, pastries. She's a pastry chef. So she also took like some of the recipe books, and it was like amazing. And many times I actually get surprised. How are, like, what are these people seeing in this book? Because he didn't really read spiritual books or this, but he was like, I do meditate a little bit. And I asked him, what do you do for meditation? He was like, oh, I just like sit and kind of observe my thoughts and, you know, like do some breathing, watch my breathing. I was like, wow, man, like, that sounds very meditative. So this is the meditation people are practicing. Of course, there are people who know a little bit more, but there are many people, and actually there are many who don't even do this. So imagine, like, how are they dealing with all these distresses. They're actually looking for this, so these kind of solutions. So I would leave with this. Our task is, we have to take inspiration from our acharyas, from Lord Chaitanya, how we can make it easy for these kind of people to accept these things, because they don't know what is this. So this is our service. like Srila Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya, he could inundate the whole world with Krishna Prema, but he left the rest of the world for him to do some service. So Srila Prabhupada could also do that. I mean, he did it to a great extent anyways, but he also want to engage us in service. So this is, we also have this service. We have to tax our brains. I think that's what he said. Tax your brains, how to make it easy for these kind of people to take. Of course, I don't meet people like this boy every day. I also meet people who are, I don't want this. So there is all kinds of realities. But unless we go out there, unless we talk to these people, we don't know. But if we do go out, then we do meet these kind of people also, and that kind of makes your day. And even other kinds of people, we do a little service, I'm sure whatever service you are doing here, you're getting some kind of pleasure, some kind of taste. Like I can see Nekatma Prabhu, when he gets into this kirtan, and just hearing him play Mridanga, I feel like dancing. Yeah. So every devotee, they have taste for different kind of service. Some people, they get into the kitchen and they like, I can cut this potato like these many ways, and this potato is going to taste like this. And Krishna would like just run for this. So someone is into kirtan, someone into, you know, just like talking to people, educating people. There are so many things. Someone loves to serve the deities so much, they just can't go away from the temple for a day because they would miss the deities so much. They have so much attraction. I wish I could have so much attraction for the deities. So we can see what is our attraction in Krishna consciousness and how we can make it relatable to people so people can understand how beautiful Krishna consciousness is. We naturally, we may not be there, but just like Lord Chaitanya, he gave it to Narottam Das Thakur. He's showing that he do want to give to people who want to receive it. The only thing he wants to see is, I just say this verse actually, since you got me here. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, Madhya Lila, chapter 8, text 70. Krishna Bhakti Ras Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Lolyam Api Mulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukruter Nalabhyate. Translation. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price. That is, how many of you want to know this price? You are spoiling the fun, Prabhu. That is intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So why I'm saying this? Because Narottam Das Thakur, he had this intense eagerness. He wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. That didn't happen. Then he decided, okay, that's not going to happen. So I'm going to go and probably see Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan and meet these associates of Lord Chaitanya who had such an intimate, close association with him. So he was like, it's mentioned actually, he was running to get to Vrindavan. He was practically running. And he was dreaming of all these amazing persons. I'm going to meet Rupa Goswami. I'm going to meet Sanatan Goswami. I'm going to meet like all these personalities. So, but what happened? As he was getting closer, one by one, these personalities, they were leaving. And Narottam Das Thakur was getting kind of losing that enthusiasm. Oh man, like I'm going to miss out all these great personalities. So when he finally reached there, he heard like so many of the devotees have already left, and he practically was deciding to just give up his life. He was like, there is no point of living if I don't get association of these persons. So in the dream, he saw the, I think it was Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami told him, don't do this. And then he had a dream of Lord Chaitanya. So it's like devotional service is so enlivening, so amazing. The more we get into it, the more we would feel this beautiful taste, and hopefully our taste is increasing, because when we actually put ourselves into it, then our taste will increase. That's how we can also see for ourselves, what am I doing? Am I doing my practice properly? Because if I'm doing it properly, my taste should be increasing. And if it is not increasing, then I should probably, you know, take a little account what's going on where. So I personally feel like great inspiration in this awesome, amazing association, especially this festival was such a, like a festival to recharge, like they say, rejuvenate, recharge, energize, because we also need this energy. So when we go out, when people are like totally dead, just to like just talking to them, it can be very draining sometimes. That's why, like, if we don't have that shakti, that energy, then we can become drained too. So that's why we need this amazing association also to recharge ourselves, and then we'll naturally feel inspired to share it with others. So
Srinivasacharya had those incidents, and he was running after, and everyone was disappearing. I said that that's in the description that you were given. But also, of course, that doesn't take away from the eagerness of Narottam Das Thakur, willing to go to Vrindavan. But mostly, if someone can correct me, that description in which every single devotee that he was passing away, that he wanted to meet, was from Srinivasacharya Prabhu. And then that revelation of the dream also was from where all the Goswamis came. But the other things that you were saying of Narottam Das Thakur, definitely, he was so eager to, you know, he was in the same group in which he actually was part of the first Sankirtan devotees going, sent by Srila Jiva Goswami. But, you know, if I'm wrong, someone can
mention. Thank you.
You just mentioned in class how Srila Prabhupada said that people are unhappy in distress because of lack of knowledge and lack of culture.
Yeah.
This is what he said. So if I'm on a street, you know, guy, you approach me and I hear that from you, and I just ask you, maybe in few words, you know, can you explain it? What does it mean? What kind of culture and what kind of knowledge? I don't know nothing. You know,
can you repeat your question?
So my question is, I am on the street, you approach me, I hear from you, you are saying, then, you know, people are in distress because they don't have, they are missing knowledge and culture. So I ask you, can you explain me, what kind of culture, in few words, that I can understand?
I don't say the same things to them, what I'm saying right now. Because I tell them, you look so happy. And then they tell me, I'm not happy. It's on the face. I was like, what's going on inside? So that's what we need to do. We need to figure out, like, how we can make what we are presenting relatable to them. Because if I tell them this thing, you would say, what are you talking about? Like, I go to the beach, you know, I do this, I'm happy. But if I tell him, you look so happy, man, what's your secret? And he would be like, you know, it's just on the face, inside there's so much going on, and like, what do you got? So it depends. Different people, some people act genuinely feel they are happy. It's not that there are people are not, there are some people who are experiencing material happiness, but then still they want more. Because material happiness can never satisfy anyone. No one has ever been satisfied. Like, there is no evidence of anyone being satisfied just by getting material happiness. There is no evidence of that. So, actually, the Vedic text says no one can be satisfied just by material happiness. So one has to come to the spiritual happiness. And that's when, actually, he says, only a complete fool, a person like that, can be materially happy and satisfied. So one has to be a total fool. But if you have a little bit of intelligence, you can be happy materially. You have to look for more. So another person who can be completely happy is like a pure devotee, just like Narottam Das Thakur. He was like totally happy and still composing all these songs, where he's expressing like separation, lamentation. But that separation, a devotee's separation, lamentation, distress, they also bring them pleasure. You know, the devotees in Vrindavan, when Krishna is out in the forest, they are missing him all day, thinking, oh, he's like the thorns in the forest, they will prick his feet. His feet are so soft, and they would just be in distress thinking about that. But then when Krishna is coming back, they see the dust raised by the hooves of the cows and the calves, and it would give them so much pleasure just by seeing the dust. And then they would be so much more eager to see beautiful form of Krishna manifesting through that. Dust raised by the hoofs of the calves, and it would give them so much pleasure. But for them, even that distress is increasing their feelings of attraction. That's how amazing Krishna is. Like, even feeling separation, it makes you more attracted to him. Do you know someone like materially, like feeling separation, you got more attracted to them? Or people actually forget you if you don't keep in contact for some time, because they move on and may find new friends. So, yeah, I think it's getting late, so we should stop here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.